And so we went to Atlanta the week of the 4th. I'd never been to Atlanta. And we went with his mother and daddy and the other children down there to one of her brothers. And that was what we called our honeymoon. And it was a thrill to me because I never had been there and they never had been very many times. And we got to go out to the Capitol and go through it and ride a streetcar. And, you know, that was something to me because I never had been down there. But as far as going off just by yourself like my boys did, on a honeymoon, just taking their wife. That people didn't do that then. Most of them just maybe got married on a weekend and went back on their jobs on Monday. We laughed about that honeymoon a lot after we got older. And we'd go, you know, maybe off for a weekend or something, and we'd call it our second and third honeymoon. And then on the 4th, a lot of times, we'd take a whole week, and we'd call that our honeymoon. We'd go places. We had one especially. They had a honeymoon cottage at Roaring Forks up there in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And a lot of times, we'd get that for a week. And really, I guess, at our age, we enjoyed that more than we would when we was younger, when we didn't know about doing things, you know, interesting things like we did after we got older. We both liked outdoors, and we'd take long hikes, and we'd go to Asheville, North Carolina, and places like that, a shopping, and we called them our second honeymoons.
How did you travel if you went a long way?
By car most of the time. We never did fly, and you can believe it or not, but I was 50 years old before I ever rode a train.
If you rode the train, where would you get on around here?
Well, they have a depot over here, but we don't have any passenger trains anymore. We have a freight that goes twice, three times a week. But where I rode my first train and only train was at Stone Mountain, that little one that goes around, you know. And then I rode the little choo-choo trains with the grandchildren and recreation places since then. Mm-hmm.
You went to a picture show. Where did you go?
A theater over here in town, in Canton. Mm-hmm.
And when you stayed in Atlanta, where did you stay? Where did you spend the night?
I spent the night with Joe's uncle, his brother.
Oh, in the house?
Yeah.
Have you ever stayed in a public place rather than somebody's house when you went away like that?
Oh, yeah. We stay in, they have hotels up there in Tennessee that we've stayed in, and then we always stayed in motels if we didn't camp. Now, one especially that we liked, other than Roaring Forks, was the Morgan Motel right up above Gatlinburg. We stayed there a lot. And, well, we stayed in a lot of different places in up there in North Carolina. And then all along from there through down Bryson City and all them places. And, Memphis, Tennessee, and we've stayed in motels all through there.
Camped mostly
in the parks, yeah, in Cherokee and up in there. There's one park, Smoke Mount Park. Have you ever been there? Above Cherokee. That was our favorite. And it got where the bears was so bad to come down there, we got afraid to camp in a tent. Mm-hmm. There was years that, well, in fact, ever since we got married, we done what you call outdoor camping. When Deborah was not more than 2 years old, my oldest brother and Joe liked to fish a lot, and we'd take our children and take quilts, make pallets just out in the open under the stars, and camp out all night. And we did that when Gary was a baby. With Roy and Louise over there in White County, it's what they call a big rock. It was just a big flat rock on a creek. We camped out over there at night and took the car seats out and made beds for the babies.